This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here live from the NBP studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Nick Carunos is the co-owner and operator of Chicago's Concord Music Hall and Prism Nightclub. Nick joins me to explain how he got into the club scene and his latest venue, Radius. Thanks for joining me, Nick.
Yeah, absolutely.
So tell me about your multiple nightclubs. How did you get started doing this?
I got into the hospitality industry about 20 plus years ago. I grew up in a restaurant business. My father had a restaurant and really enjoyed the business and enjoy every aspect of hospitality, from the restaurant, sports bar, nightclub, entertainment, concerts.
I'm a little curious, why not go into franchises if you grew up with restaurants? I mean, nightclubs, there's no food involved.
There's no food involved. You know, it's a lot of it crosses over as far as the type of business. And maybe one day it'll grow into franchises.
What are some things you consider when opening a nightclub?
A lot of factors go into it. Just licensing, you know, transportation, other nightclubs that it can feed off of, you know, just the surrounding area, other businesses. There's a lot of factors that go into it, you know, finding the right space that's conducive to what you're trying to create.
Now, how do you decide on the decor of the club? I mean, do you sit there and say, like, man, I want it to be themed? Or, hey, I've done this before and it didn't work so well, so I want to try something else. Like, how do you decide on this? Do you have a team?
Yeah, you always get everybody's input and really just having a vision for what, you know, the space and what you can do with it and the type of establishment that you're trying to build out. Everything varies and it's kind of just going with the flow sometimes. And sometimes you start at one point and as you evolve through it and get different people's eyes on it, you get different ideas and, of course, trying to see what else is out there in the marketplace and what can work and what doesn't. And sometimes you start off with one idea and one concept and it evolves into something completely different. It's an evolution.
You know what I'm curious about is dress code. Like, why do you want people to wear certain things? Is it you want the people to be a certain type, or is it that you just want to be stringent? Because I don't like going to clubs that have dress codes. I don't know. That's just me.
Yeah, it varies. And there's different, you know, establishments that have, you know, a lot of them don't have a dress code. Some of them do. Sometimes it's just the, you know, the vibe and what it is that you're putting off. At Concord Music Hall, for instance, you know, there's no dress code. It's strictly a event venue with concerts, and there is no dress code. Radius will not have a dress code. You know, Prism, for the most part, does not have a dress code, but on certain nights when we try to keep it a little bit more elevated, we do enforce a dress code.
Now, when it comes to naming a club, some places will just sit there and say, oh, we're just going to name it from the street we're at. And others are like, no, we're going to call it something entirely different. Like, how do you decide, like, this is the name? Because I would want Dragon in it somewhere. I don't know why. It just needs to have it in there. And I think it's kind of silly, but maybe people will show up, right?
Sure. You never know. You know, the name is, I believe, one of the most difficult challenges in opening up an establishment. I've agonized over it and gone through multiple names in an establishment and yet try to get it to a place that it can really tie into what it is that you're trying to build. Sometimes you go back and see if historically if there's something that you can name it. Sometimes it ties into the community. Sometimes just something completely different. But it's another item that's typically an evolution. And I've agonized over names, and it's one of the hardest items because you think you got it nailed, and then you wake up the next day and you just hate it. So it's just another evolution of opening up a place.
That would scare me so much because I agonize over naming a video game character. So I could just imagine like a business and I have to make like banners and I have to get signs and it's going to be plastered everywhere. Where in a game, I could just delete the character and start all over again. So it takes a lot of guts. Good for you.
Thank you.
Now, I'm a little curious. Right now, a lot of people don't like to come out. I don't like to go out that much, you know? So is there any way that you're marketing to people saying, hey, this is some incentives for you guys to come out to my clubs?
A lot of it is creating experiences and giving people a reason to go out and giving them different forms of entertainment, whether a concert, a reason to go out. And it's constantly just creating experiences and giving people a reason to go out.
Chicago right now is in a very unique position with marijuana, legalization of it. And I want your take on it. A lot of people like to smoke and drink. Will your clubs be able to smoke marijuana there, or is that not possible right now?
I don't think it's legal, and I don't know how that's going to evolve. I honestly have not, you know, put much thought into it, and I don't know the full legalities of how things will flow. Radius will have a smoking section, you know, a large smoking area. I don't know the legalities of smoking marijuana.
Yeah, it's so weird right now because I think you can only smoke it in your house. So it doesn't even have the same rules that apply for cigarettes, where you have to be X amount of feet away from a door, or you have to have a license for like a certain area, or only in your car or your house. So it's going to be interesting in the next coming years to see how far the laws will go.
I'm sure it will evolve.
Now, I know you've been in the business for, you said, 20 years, and I have to ask you, do you think EDM music has reached its peak? Like, is this the highest we're going to see it? Or do you think that this kind of music and environment is going to continue to evolve with clubs?
I think it's a genre of music that's here to stay. I don't know if it's reached its peak. It's leveled off. You know, it's just one of the popular genres of music along with hip-hop and pop. So I think it's leveled off and it's here to stay.
So tell me about your new club, Radius.
It's more of a concert venue than a nightclub. It's a multi-purpose event space primarily focused on concerts, but there's going to be different acts, all genres of music. It's a 3,800 capacity concert venue, a more modern, artistic, really cool space that we converted into a venue.
Wow, that sounds like it's going to be really intimate. Do you guys sell tickets? Like, how does this work? Or can I show up at the door?
We sell tickets in advance to shows. We have 7 shows on sale currently. And depending if it's not sold out, then you show up to the door, and if tickets are still available, you'd be able to purchase one.
So you said it's like a concert venue, so that it won't just be EDM. What kind of musicians are you going to have there then?
Dylan Francis, which is an electronic music producer, Carl Koch, Chami, we have Alkaline Trio and Bad Religion, which is punk rock, King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, which is an Australian psych rock band, Kill Switch Engage, which is another rock band, Lil Wayne, just hip-hop. So we have a variety of music.
All right, Nick, I really appreciate you coming on and talking with me about this. For those listening, where can they find more information about you and Radius?
Radius-Chicago.com.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapayne.com. That's MASONVERAPAINE.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.